Mike Kazi time at a check on sports. Say good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good to know. Still rain? Did you got rain down there?
Oh, tons of it.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have tons. We've got we're getting off and on showers and then little heavier spurts, but you're getting whacked pretty good down there.
Yeah, a lot of rain here. It's supposed to rain till Sunday.
And Mike, bad news, it might rain basically off and on through next weekend.
That's not bad news for me.
No, I guess not. Well, anyways, it's bad news for baseball.
That's true. But what can you do?
I don't, and because it's a widespread rain, that's what's bad news about it. And it's affecting a lot of games.
I'm sure fans and prognosticators are going to say, well, that's why you need to build indoor stadiums. No, you could put that where the sun don't shine, even when it ain't raining. Baseball's to be played outside on grass. Rain's part of it. Rainouts happen. Yep. You don't like it? Go put on the video game and play what you want to do.
And part of the strategy of baseball when you have rainouts, and especially a lot of them, is all of a sudden as managers, you have to juggle because pitching rotations get out of order and everything like that. So, I mean, that's why it's part of the game.
Thank God there wasn't a lot of rain during Joe Torre's tenure in New York.
You're right. God smiles upon Joe Torre.
You got that right. Yeah, it's part of the game, and baseball's even screwed that up because now you have, well, the Yankee-Washington game was suspended. Yeah. That would have been wiped off the board and started from scratch in days gone by. And now you have games that are official games after going 4.5 or 5, and they're calling them completion games when they would have been settled when the rain came. So baseball is screwing itself, and they need to get back to the old rules that they used to establish and go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, my thing I wanted to talk to you about was suppose there's reports now that Dez Bryant will sign with the Packers. I wanted to get your opinion on that.
You want my opinion on that?
Yeah.
The Mets lost yesterday 12-1.
Why go to the Mets at 12-1?
Because they won the night before 12-0.
Okay. So basically they're ahead 25-24 over 2 days.
No. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, 25-24. But it doesn't work that way.
No.
Who cares who the Packers sign? I mean, it's the middle of May. Was Dez Bryant a big difference maker on the Cowboys?
No.
Was he a troublemaker on the Cowboys?
Yes.
Why would the Packers even want this bum?
I don't know.
Now you have my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, the Mets looked like a stellar team yesterday. They put out a lineup that was that wouldn't put the fear in the hearts of double-A pitchers, never mind J.A. Happ. If you were a betting man, that was a game you could have bet the mortgage on yesterday, folks.
No.
Speaking of betting, don't count your chickens in New Jersey until they're hatched, because guess what? There will be no betting until the legislature approves everything. In other words, Governor McCheese wants to figure out what his vig is going to be. Isn't it funny how when a bookie takes a vig, everybody's mad, but when the state puts a tax on something, it's part of government? What a joke. Yeah, Governor McCheese, who's another Goldman Sachs reject, wants to figure out just how much he's going to rape this for. So, and when they come up with that, then New Jersey will have betting.
All right. How about Verlander last night? Another great game.
Verlander. Yeah, I stayed up and watched that game. Maybe yesterday, since the Mets got demolished in the afternoon, the manager gave the pitchers a homework assignment and said, I want you to watch this game tonight, folks, so you can learn how to pitch, because Verlander pitched for contact, still wound up with 7 strikeouts, walked one guy, and are you ready? Don't fall out of the chair, Marshall. He pitched 9 innings.
That's right. It was a shutout, too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, 2-0.
Yeah.
2-0 shutout, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts, 5 hits. That's how you're supposed to pitch. And Justin Verlander's not the only guy that should be able to do that. There should be a whole lot of people that should be able to do that. But with the workout regimens and the babying and everything else, we have a lot of pitchers that pitches with dresses on. Fortunately, Justin Verlander pitches with spikes.
All right. Now, when do they draw the
Yesterday.
For Preakness, yeah.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Seven horses. Justify has the seven posts just like he did in the Kentucky Derby. It's going to rain just like it did in the Kentucky Derby, and he's going to win just like he did in the Kentucky Derby.
All right, and in hockey...
But I'm not giving out who's running second yet.
All right, and in hockey, the Las Vegas team beat the Jets.
Yeah, 4-1, 4-2. They got back on top in the series, 2-1. It's going to be a long series. Both of these teams are good. Both of these teams, you can't say experience is going to play a part because nobody's been there. But I think this is going 6-7, and I don't know who's going to win. But what we didn't talk about yesterday... baby LeBron James got beat again the other night. They're down 2-0. So let's see if the greatest basketball player ever to ever live, I'm choking on those words, can bring his team back from a deficit of 2-0. I'm saying if we had bets in New Jersey, I'd bet that he doesn't.
That's right. You'll have bets in New Jersey by September.
Oh, yeah, by September.
Yeah, by September. Because,
like I said, they have to make legislature to see how much money they want to steal. That's all.
Yeah,
but getting back to LeBron James, you know, he's crying again. You know, this guy cries more than a baby with colic. All he does is cry. Yeah, he scored 42 points the other night. You got beat. End it. Take your sneakers off, put your crazy-looking glasses on, and go home. You got beat. That's all. Don't make excuses. The other team's outplaying yours. See you later. That's what happens, Mr. James. When you have a game, one team plays better than the other, and most of the time, that team wins. And the Celtics have been dominating you for the last two games. End of story. Accept it like a man.
All right. Now, getting back to sports betting. The Connecticut legislature, because Connecticut is one of the most in-debt states in the nation. The Connecticut legislature.
Worse than California?
California is not a debt. California is a surplus state now. They're not operating on debt.
I guess they got enough federal funding to get themselves out of the red.
No, they actually pay the government money. More, they pay the government far more money than they take in California. That's what people don't know about that state. That's the amazing turnaround they had out there. But anyways, getting back to Connecticut. I bet you they're going to reconvene the legislature, have a special session, and get something passed real quick.
Oh, yeah, because the sports betting is like the blood bank open for vampires.
Well, you also have those two casinos sitting there that are just dying to do it.
Well, it's going to be in more than just casinos, too.
I know.
It depends on how they write it. But, you know, this is a treasure chest of money that has been untapped by the vampiral government, and they can do whatever they want with it. So 20, 30, 40% VIG, who knows what they're going to take.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to be? Well, if you want it, this is what you have to pay us. What do we call that? Extortion?
That's right.
Welcome to the governments of the states of America.
All right. Hey, we'll check with you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we'll have our picks for the weekend, and I guess I'm going to get the mud glasses out and, you know, handicap for the wet.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cosi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.